You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Is it a phase?
Nuggets tonight, OKC, 7:30 tip-off, game 5. I wouldn't say it's a Jamie's talking about buying some more exercise equipment.
Gym equipment, like the whole kit. I want to do the whole circuit in my basement.
See, I don't know if you build it out and you go 0 to 1,000 right away.
Have you met me? That's who I am.
I know, but I also know you that you get into these phases.
It's a phase, yeah, Mom. It's just a phase, Mom.
I don't even think it's a phase. I think it's a flash.
It may be.
You have flashes. You don't have phases. A phase lasts a while.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you go through a phase, you put at least 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a couple of months into it. You don't even do that. You have flashes.
Well, and how long does it take for it to make it an addiction or whatever?
A habit.
A habit? Yeah.
I think it's two straight weeks.
Two straight weeks.
Or yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking about building out a circuit in my basement. Just a whole circuit. You know, squats and stuff.
You don't have to build out for squats. You can do that right here.
Well, I'd like the machine that does it, because that way I won't get trapped under it, you know? Because I'm going to do a lot of weight.
So what are you thinking about buying?
Oh, well, you know, your squat machine, your tower of power, you know, a row machine, all that stuff. Something for traps, whatever my traps are. I don't know where they are. And some of this stuff, some of that stuff, some of this stuff. You know, the calf raising machine. Got to get the calf solid. Mm-hmm. Yep, all of it. Going to think about buying all of it.
Yeah.
Maybe Pete can get us a sponsor.
We have loaded up on exercise equipment at my house, and that stuff, I swear, you go on any marketplace, Craigslist, that stuff is given away every single
day. Porch pickup, right?
All you got to do is come get it.
Yeah.
Just come and get it, man. And people are giving away left and right. We have a treadmill in our garage.
Right.
Can't even give it away. We've had it posted probably for 2 months.
I believe that.
Everybody has a treadmill, and everybody wants to get rid of it. I just gave away $3,000 in equipment. Gave away one of those universal weight machines, you know, with the legs and the pull down. Should have given it to you.
Yeah, you should have.
For your squats.
But remember, for Christmas, I got myself the, what was it called? Indic? And then Indic machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys remember what happened with that?
No.
It was called the Indic machine.
No.
And for some reason, when Nordic delivered it, the O and the R were rubbed out of it. So I took a picture of it, remember? I took a picture and posted it. It's like,
where is it?
It's in the basement. Okay. It doesn't have anything on it. It has potential to be turned on. Oh. And it's still plugged in.
Yeah. And the key is for it. If you haven't touched that since then, I don't know if I'd build out. I think I'd just kind of hold off.
Well, I did about, hold on. About 3 years ago, I got on it.
Yeah.
See, about 3 years
Sounds
ago.
Sounds like it's not an addiction yet. to me.
Not
if it was 3 years ago.
And you know those weights you got?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
6 months ago?
They're still
just collecting dust.
They
in the
are.
Other studio.
So I got weights. So during this is a true story, like a couple years ago here at the Radio Ranch. So during commercials, I could do bicep, you know, curls.
You did that when they first came, and that
yeah.
was it.
Yeah. And I only did the 5 pounders. The 15 pounders are still in the box in our office. Yeah. It's
we
not
had,
an addiction yet either.
We had a $2,000 elliptical machine in the garage. Okay, this thing was barely even used. Frog used it sometimes, actually. But we had a $2,000 machine in there. We had three people come by to look at it before they even took it.
Oh,
but
really?
Finally, the third person took it. And it was free.
Yeah, and they wanted to look at
it. Yeah, they wanted to look at it. And they came by, took a look at it, and said, no, it's a little cumbersome. It's a little big for us. No, I'll pass on it. Finally, the third person loaded it up and took it.
Well, the best thing for your treadmill is when your kid is about 4 and loves, like, little matchbox cars, he turns the treadmill on full speed and he shoots them off.
Well, we have two treadmills. One I'd love to give away.
Yeah, but so do what I really did at one point, right, because I had a trainer and all that crap, you know, and then he got bad breath. And, man, it was hard to spot me. And I could smell his like when you have a trainer with bad breath and yeah. he's over you and he's breathing on you and you're dry heaving. That's hard.
And you're stuck now, under the bar.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself more committed to it when you had a trainer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I always prepay, so I make sure I go.
Right.
Otherwise, I lose the money.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I had a trainer one time, one time, but it does make a difference.
It does.
It really does make because the accountability is there.
Yeah.
And especially if you prepaid. And so you will show up. But, man, after, like, the second meeting with the trainer, I regretted it so much. I would still show up, but I was in a bad mood.
Well, here's what I did that really worked. And I know I've talked about this, but you guys, this works, okay? If you're a chick that loves Bravo. Bravo has it on too many shows. And what happens is you get in your couch and you're just like, oh, there's another one after this. Oh, my God, Summer House. Oh, my God, Below Deck, which was last night. Anyway, and you just sat there on your ass and you just, like, wilt away into nothing land, right? Just with reality TV. What I used to do is I'd put the treadmill right in front of the TV and I was only allowed to watch Bravo if I was walking on it.
Yeah.
So I'd get my glass of wine, put it in the cup holder, turn it on really low, and then I'd just walk, drink my wine, and watch Bravo.
There you go.
That is the way to do it, friends.
Bingo. That's the formula for you.
It works.
I do think that the people that ordered these elliptical machines or the bicycles, you know, stationary bikes and all that with the screens, that you're a part of a class, I would think that would make a difference, too.
That's what you guys have,
now,
right?
You're not,
it is, yeah.
It's not like you're committed to showing up like you do with the gym and a trainer, but it at least gives you some interactivity, you know, to play along with.
Well, even when it's like raining or snowing outside, you can go into the mountains and be mountain biking in the mountains. You don't even have to do a class, necessarily.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Don't you have the same trainer now because they had to cut all their staff? Don't you have just one lady that's worn out? Like, oh my God, I still work for Peloton.
You will not leave this studio. We got 20 more classes today.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh God, just put a green screen back there. I'm done. Yeah. Because then they filed bankruptcy or something.
Yeah,
they were having a tough time.
Yeah. I think they
because
did.
Because that guy on Sex and the City died on his Peloton.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a bad day.
Yeah, that's a bad day.
And then they got bad publicity because the guy was buying it for his wife for Christmas, and people were pissed about that one.
Yeah, because he was shaming her.
I think that, and I feel this way about runners, that I think you're either into it or you're not.
Yeah.
And workouts the same way. You're either that kind of person, and that's your cup of tea, or it's not. One of the two.
I'm telling you.
I just feel like that's the way it is.
The wine walking with Bravo is where it's at.
Give it a shot.
Solid. It's
Maybe
solid.
That's it.
Yep.
You put the TV in the basement.
Boom.
Order your machine, Jamie.
Yep.
Stack up, you know, a bunch of bottles of wine down there, and you're on your own, man.
Because I do have a wine cellar down there.
Yeah.
So wines. I mean, it all goes together.
Well, you should get a workout just going up and down the stairs.
Well, that's true too.
Just to go get your wine.
I know.
Right. Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you noticed how they've dropped that shooting at an airplane story in Longmont this morning?
Yeah, that's a weird situation.
It's just disappeared. It's a hoax, right? That's what it's turned out to be, I think.
So, well, you might have a point.
Well,
so,
I don't know.
Do you have audio on it?
I do not. Okay. Nobody's got audio. Spadil's been looking for it all morning, but he can't seem to find it. And I've asked him to, you know, kind of record the TV stations, but I don't think we've gotten anything. Spadil, anything?
No, I just see people posting, like, pictures of airplanes with news stories.
No. Have you seen it back on TV?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right, because early this morning we got in here. Mm-hmm. And here's what I saw when I first showed up this morning. And all this is dissipated, okay? It's not even being reported now. That an airplane was shot at in Longmont.
Like a Cessna, a small aircraft.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had an airport up there to begin with.
You haven't heard about all the noise complaints?
No, I didn't know anything about an airport. But then I saw the story and I thought, wow, that's a pretty good story right there. So Carson and I were talking about it off air, like, okay, we need to get the audio here. You know, you can't be out there shooting at airplanes. What the hell's going on? I mean, kind of a panic mode.
Well,
like,
the way it went down, it was supposedly a guy left a message. He went and he left a message. He's like, hey, this is Roy, and I just shot at one of your airplanes. And then he hung up.
And then the person that got the message, they said, hey, I just got a call from Roy.
Yeah.
And Roy said he shot at an airplane.
Right.
And then that's when the investigation started, and that's when the news stations picked up on it, and then they started, you know, looking into it, blah, 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 who left this, who the hell's Roy, and nothing.
Yeah.
It just disappeared.
Yeah, it went quiet.
They don't have any information on, like, a description, or any witnesses, nothing, just a voice message.
You know what else went away, as long as we're on what went away? My looks. No, I'm kidding. Well, that I am not kidding. But, no, that lady, the mom that was killed on Mother's Day, or went disappeared on Mother's Day, what was her name?
Suzanne Morphew.
Well, that disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, it just, like...
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about that.
It was all over the news, all weekend.
Oh,
we haven't
was?
Heard any updates as far as they found somebody, but it was for Mother's Day. It was everywhere.
I wasn't in town, so
It was everywhere.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they had people on
That's
the air.
That's weird.
Did you get that audio?
ESP.
Did you get that audio yesterday?
I got this right here.
Hold on.
Out in Sawatch County, and her friends and family still fighting for her to this day. She went missing during a bike ride on Mother's Day in 2020, but never returned home before her body was later found over the weekend. Her loved ones held a ceremony at the Platte Park Recreation Center in Denver, where they planted a tree for her. They still want to see justice now that the case has gone cold.
That is weird that I have ESP like that. I didn't know because I didn't know they were talking about her. I wasn't in town.
Oh yeah.
It was
all over the place all weekend long. They had some of her friends on, and they were talking about how they need to get justice for her because nobody's ever been found. But back to the airplane real quick here, or I'm sorry, the airplane shooting thing. I mean, this thing was out there this morning. All the news stations were all over it, and you know, we were even kind of like, okay, we need to grab this audio. We need to find out what's going on. And here's what I think happened. I think somebody just made a prank phone call. That's it.
I don't know.
And they scared the crap out of somebody, and they called 911, and nobody knows who made the phone call, and Roy is just disappeared.
Yeah.
And that's it. Gone.
It's got to be scary to be, like, because obviously we're not news people, but to be in full-blown news and be the producer of a full-blown news channel now, because you get hoaxed all the time.
Well, you jump on a story that you see possibly on social media or somewhere, and then it just goes nowhere. It just fizzles out.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it might still be a thing, so I don't know. They did kind of back off of it.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Well, it's gone. It's just completely gone this morning. Now, you were talking about the Suzanne thing. That I saw this all weekend long. That's a crazy. I can't believe they haven't found anybody. They've arrested the dad or the husband. They let him, then he had to, you know, let him go because he had nothing on the guy. That's just, and still to this day, just a mystery.
Now, what are the chances that we just talked about this whole thing with the shooting thing of the airplane, and it's scrolling on the bottom of Fox 31?
Yeah, but it's just not gone anywhere is what I'm saying.
No, I know, but it's back is what I'm saying. It's back.
Okay. All right.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know.
Listen, maybe my ESP is not that good.
but there was a report this morning, and it appears that it's absolutely just a hoax.
We don't know.
Part.
I mean, they're scrolling it, though. Yeah.
I think they would have found something on it by now, though.
Well, but what can they do with him? It's just like maybe he called from some burner phone or something. They don't have a lot of information about it. And as far as I know, nobody heard the gunshot. It's just a voicemail.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
you...
what I'm saying. I just think that it was completely a hoax. Nobody shot at anything. Somebody just doing a prank phone call for the most part.
All right, so here's what I have to ask, if you know if this is true or not, okay? And I'm putting it out there, and sorry if it's like going to be offensive or whatever. All right, so supposedly the French minister and like some other guy, they were in this like train or whatever, and supposedly it was cocaine. On the table. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah.
And the press came in and they all of a sudden moved it. Was that a true story?
Well, it's a true video, but nobody knows what was on the table.
Because that one kind of went away too. There was a spoon and then some white powder, and the guy was just like, and he moved it off the table while they were there, and he put it under his hand, and it was like a magic trick.
According to the French journalists who were there that day, they said it was a napkin, a wadded up napkin.
Really?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows for sure.
I love the internet. Yeah. I love it.
I've seen the reports again. I mean, they're fighting that one. That one's still a story.
What do you got there, Schmidl? Sorry.
Well, it looks like the two people who are mostly saying that are, well, it's a group of Russian leaders and then Alex Jones. That's that guy that does all the crazy conspiracies. And they're the only two that are really like running with it.
Is that People Magazine, though?
So People Magazine, their headline says, Emmanuel Macron's office blasts, quote, fake cocaine bag rumor after he's accused of sneaking drugs onto train with world leaders.
Well, they're not going to admit it.
Well, right. But then they know.
It was a napkin.
I mean, hello. Hello.
Yeah, that's exactly what that
they're
was.
They're not going to admit it.
And I totally did it.
No.
I can't believe People Magazine is covering it.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah, wow. All right, anyway,
denied it.
Yeah. Well, People Magazine does note that it's Russian leaders and Alex Jones are the ones claiming this.
Gotcha. So. I don't know. It's the internet. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's such a big story. We did touch on it earlier this morning. We'll do it again here. We are following the Diddy trial. It's back underway in New York. And I think Cassie, the former girlfriend, has now shown up at this point. She's 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, so that's one of the questions they asked. Is this going to make a difference, or is it not going to make a difference? And
what do you think? How would it make a difference?
See, that I don't understand either.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, do you have more compassion for her because she's pregnant?
I could see that.
I feel like you would.
I could see that,
right?
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't figure that part out. When I saw that in the headline, I thought, well, wait a minute. It's a pregnant woman walking in. But I could see maybe the compassion.
Maybe,
she's about to have a baby. If they thought for a fact that this pregnancy would get in the way of the trial.
Right.
That she would go into labor and couldn't testify on this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So that could have been another chapter in this whole, this whole book that's playing out with P. Diddy.
Now, I have some audio from TMZ if we want to play it. The first one is if you want to go to number three.
Okay.
It's Harvey Levin, and he goes over the first two counts and why they're going to be hard to prove. Here it is.
Okay. three main charges here. There's racketeering. The difficulty prosecutors have in this case is racketeering is usually an organization. This one, they're focusing on an individual. The only person charged with racketeering is Diddy. Right. And they're saying essentially he ran a crime organization centered around all of this. The second thing they're arguing is this interstate transportation, which is what we call the Mann Act, which requires force or coercion or duress. And that's going to be a huge point that the defense is going to raise, namely that did these alleged victims who were ex-girlfriends, most of them, did they do this consensually or were they pressured to do it?
Good point.
And then the other one is the third charge, if you want to go to number five.
Third one is this interstate transportation of a sex worker, which doesn't require fraud, duress, or coercion. That's the one, in a way,
they kind of got him.
Yeah.
Because he's admitting that.
Well,
he's admitting.
No. But you know what the issue is? The issue is, are these sex workers?
Right.
And that's going to be a big part of this, because if they are sex workers and the jury believes it, and they did cross state lines, he's going to have a tough time with that third charge. But the argument they're going to make is these people, they were men, were not sex workers.
So it's just a tangled web.
Everything from, it's amazing to me because I watch a lot of crime shows.
I
watch a lot that, you know, in crime shows have a lot of court appearances too that you see before they reach, the jury gets the decision on this thing. It's amazing to me how I can sit and watch a trial and I'm all over the place. I'm on the defense side, and then I'm back to, oh, he did it. He did it. Oh, he didn't do it. You know, they can sway me so easily. It would be tough being on the jury.
I agree.
It really would. Even with a trial like this where he looks guilty as hell. He looks guilty as hell. But I guarantee you, this defense team will get up there, and they're going to make me, before it's all over, I'm going to say, oh, maybe he didn't do anything wrong. Well, maybe he's okay.
Then I see his kids over in the audience or whatever, and I'm like, oh, those poor kids won't humble down.
You know, he's got those kids. No wonder he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Exactly, with drugs in them.
Yeah, you got to have that for if you've got children.
Yes.
Baby oil is essential. But that's the way we are, right?
I'm with you on that, whole thing.
I'm going to play the TMZ thing here, okay? Spadil edited it, so it's not so graphic. Because yesterday in court, and his family sat there and listened to this. I mean, it was really out there. Although I will say this, unless she was forced to participate, it might not be illegal. What went on here?
Well,
that's weird.
I mean, it's nasty.
I mean, people may be doing that out there. I don't know.
God.
Prosecutors started with a bang with a statement that clearly they knew would get a lot of headlines, but more importantly, get the attention of the jury, talking about details, graphic details from the freak-offs. What was said this morning by the prosecution said that Diddy hired escorts for these freak-offs, and that it wasn't just sex. There were other acts that were going on. The one they said that really got everyone's attention, they claimed that he hired escorts, on one occasion hired an escort and forced him to...
All right, Jamie's got a robot dog story.
I can relate to this.
All right,
I can relate to this.
Keep what he just said right there. All right, let me back this up.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to play this right here, and then Jamie's going to give you a story. And then we're going to go to commercial break, okay?
Okay.
Right. That's how we're going to handle this sensitive material.
Exactly.
Right? All right, here we go.
The one they said that really got everyone's attention, they claimed that he hired escorts, on one occasion hired an escort and forced him to...
Yep. So one time, my ex-boyfriend, his name was Fancy Pants, because he wore really nice pants.
Yeah, I figured
so he called Fancy Pants. Anyway, so we were in Sydney, and there was a gigantic big top. And you know, if you're in another country, you want to do kind of localized stuff, right?
Sure.
So we're like, let's go to that little, like, you know, circus. We'll go to the circus.
Australian circus?
The Australian circus. How funny is that? So we weren't doing anything that day, so we're like, let's just go. So we went, and I mean, this is a true story. And so we went in, and we sat around, it's only one one circle. It was just one single ring because it was a small little town. And so it wasn't Sydney. It was right outside of it. So we sat down. And then the opening act was this mechanical dog that walked around, this mechanical dog. And right in front of us, it raised its leg and it peed on us.
Put those stories together and you'll get the picture.
Boom. Crazy. BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.